Hutchison.
ABC Radio Perth and WA.
You know that across the day on ABC Radio Perth, we've been saying, "Hello, Midland." And today, that community gets a special focus on all our programs as we shine a bit of a light on your stories and concerns. You're about to meet Molly. She and her partner are foster carers in Midland. As of August 31 of this year, there were 627 kids in care within Midland, the highest number of children in care in the metro area. And at the same time, Midland had only 114 foster care households. It's still an extraordinary number, but the need is great. Extra foster care families are urgently required to help those kids. So what's it like to open your home to kids who need a safe place to be? Well, let's talk to Molly. Molly, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Really good. Hey, when did you and Gareth decide that this was something you as a couple wanted to do?
So we sort of started researching a little bit, heard about it, went to the info session in April of 2019, and then we officially put our application in November 2019 and were licensed in June 2020.
Okay. I always sense the wonderful intent, and then you'd be asking yourself, is this really for us? Were there reservations at all?
Not from me. I'm a bit of a get an idea and, just run with it sort of person. My
sure.
husband's a bit more realistic.
Yes.
And sort of ask questions and,
What would have troubled Gareth about the idea of playing this role in some kids' lives?
Well, I think the biggest thing is sort of the uncertainty of, you open your home, you welcome kids into your lives and they become your world, really.
Yeah.
But then, there's a good chance, the goal is reunification. The goal is to let these kids go back to their families. And so that sort of uncertainty of how long are we going to be in their lives for? What's that going to impact on us having to say goodbye and after building those connections and sort of investing that time into these children?
Completely understandable. So what was the training process like? How is a couple prepared for a task like this? What did you have to learn, Molly?
So, well, at the time, it sort of seemed like a long time, but in hindsight, I think the sort of enrolment process, if you will, is excellent. It's not fast. I correct myself, actually, we were approved in July, so it was 7 months for us from applying to being licensed.
Yeah.
That involved many home visits. We had homework from our assessor, which I haven't done in a while, and then we had, there was a right at the end, there was sort of a couple of weeks worth of training. You go once a week for, I think it was 5 weeks, and do a training session, and it's intensive and they don't hide details from you. I think the biggest part is, you have to be aware of what you're getting involved in.
Yeah.
A lot of kids come with trauma and with, difficult behaviours that need assistance. And, a lot of these kids have been through very difficult challenges in their life and they need people that are prepared to help them through that. So the training is very eye-opening. Some of the videos that you watch and that it sort of takes away that blindfold a little bit of, this is great and we can go in and we can help kids. But the reality is, any carer has an important job to sort of protect and help these children when they're in a home.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. Molly Lawless is my guest. And Molly's just telling us a little bit of the process of becoming a foster parent. And here we are on the 12th of October 2021. You've done your training. You and Gareth had made your decision. You wanted to do it. You did your training. How many kids are at your place?
We've got 4 at the moment.
Yeah.
We've had 7 kids in our home in the last 15 months.
What ages are the kids who are there at the moment?
At the moment, we've got an 11-month-old, a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, an 8-year-old. And then we've had a 14-year-old and an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old.
Can you describe your day, Molly?
It starts early when the kids are in charge of that, when they decide to wake up. And for us, we work full time. Our kids go to school and daycare. So, and then they have activities and family contact and, appointments, medical appointments. And we do lots of activities, extracurricular stuff as well. And we have, very sort of involved families. So it's always busy. There's always something on. There's always something to do and somewhere to be. And then at the end of the night, at 8 o'clock when they're all in bed, we sort of, you know, melt and recover from the day and, yeah, get ready for a new one.
Is it as you imagined it would be?
In some ways, yes, and in other ways, no. I think we have the four best kids in the world. And so in some ways, it's, you know, they're amazing and they make it so easy to want to, you know, to want to say yes and to want to keep going.
Yes.
And in other ways, you know, there are challenges and I don't think that should be hidden. I think it's important to understand, you know, challenging behaviours, you know, dealing with trauma, dealing with families, dealing with devastated parents, you know, that have lost their children. So it's there's a lot of sort of facets to it, but it's definitely worth it, that's for sure.
Definitely worth it, that's for sure. I think these stories are beautiful stories, Molly, and to you and Gareth and your gang, good luck to you. And I imagine you'll get to 8 o'clock tonight and melt. And yes, you have to keep doing it tomorrow, but that's what has been asked of you and that's what you volunteered to do. How would you recommend this to other people, Mol?
I always say I don't think it's for everyone. And, you know, maybe that's not necessarily now, but I think there are so many people out there that are great, you know, have that caring nature and have that sort of, you know, I always said we said yes because we couldn't say no. Like we had the space, the time, the funds, the means and the desire. And once you learn about it, it's hard to say no. And, you know, I think there are so many families, you know, that may, you know, I don't think everyone has the capacity to take on four kids, you know, like we have, but we don't have any biological children. So that's, you know, where we've landed. But, you know, a lot of people may be able to open their home short term or for respite care, which is just, you know, maybe regular weekends or something to help out another family, or long term and, you know, and want to make that commitment to sort of long-term fostering. So I think there's lots of different options that people can get involved and still help out these children.
What an absolute pleasure to speak to you. The work you're doing is so important, but I can tell there's something in this for you as well. For now, Molly Lawless, to you and your mob, thank you for talking to me.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Jeff.
Drive with Jeff, ABC Radio Perth.
I read a fantastic note about Molly as well. And this is how she put it. She said, when you've got more than you need, build a longer table and not a higher fence.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Jeff Hutchison is driving you home.
ABC Radio Perth.
Bingo. On ABC Radio Perth.